I got Jesus, and that's enough. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for this day. We thank God for the choir leading us in our songs of praise. Amen. We thank you for being here. It just wouldn't be the same if you all didn't make it into this place. And we thank God for everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. There are some things you can only learn about God through hard times. Amen. You can't know that God is able until you need some help. Don't know that God is a provider until you need some provisions. Don't know that God is a doctor in the sick room until you get sick and the prognosis is bad. Amen. Even in dark times, God is still there. I want to share with you today out of the book of Psalms. Psalms 96. Just want to look at the first four verses and really want to focus on the first two. Psalms 96. Out of the NIV, it reads in this way. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. Verses 1 and 2. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Amen. I want to preach from the topic, same God, new blessings. Same God, new blessings. Y'all like music? Y'all like music? Some of y'all like going to the jazz festival? Y'all like turning on your radio and riding? And y'all ain't always got it on the Christian station, do you? Sometimes you like some of that hippity hop, don't you? The beat kind of reminds you of the motherland. Y'all like music? I know those in the choir, y'all gotta love music. Amen. Amen. Y'all like to sing? Now y'all get kind of quiet. I ain't gonna ask you to join the choir. I'm just asking a question. Y'all like to sing? Are you good at it? Well, then we got mixed reviews. You like to sing on this hand, but you can also confess you ain't always good at it, are you? But you like to sing something about music that speaks to you when other things came. Ain't that right? Sometimes the poeticness of the music, you can say stuff in a song you better not say otherwise. I know I'm right about it. You can get away with some stuff in a song that you better not say any other kind of way. I like listening to Cardi B sometimes. And Cardi B say some stuff. And then she's Latina, and she got some people on there that sing in Spanish, and I don't know what they saying. But every time they get to that part, I like to turn it up. Because there's something about the beat of the song that speaks to me even when the words don't come across. It's just something about the music. The text says, sing to the Lord a new song. I most like to sing using when nobody's around or when I'm in the shower. Y'all may be like me too. When ain't nobody else around, are you all by yourself? Are you in the shower? You may like to sing that way too, huh? Especially those of y'all that said y'all can't sing. You see, maybe you're like me and you like to sing along because the song you sing, it ain't for everybody else. Amen. But the only audience you got is the man in the mirror. When you're the only audience, it doesn't matter if you get the words right, amen, somebody. If you sing it exactly the way it was intended, all that matters is when you're the audience of one, is that you're pleased with your own performance. Your harmony, it may be off a little bit. You may get some of the words wrong. You may even change the arrangement of the song. But as long as you like what you're singing, nothing else really matters. But when the audience of one is not just you, when somebody else is the intended audience, when other people are listening and are concerned about the quality of the music, then you have to sing to another audience in mind. Well, how do you sing when the only one that has to be pleased is the creator of the universe? Sing to the Lord a new song. That text says, sing to the Lord a new song. In fact, since the text is found in the book of Psalm, not only does it invite us to sing a new song to the Lord, but this text was actually a song that was sung. It's a text that challenges us to sing. And the thing about songs are that songs are created out of inspiration. Songs tap into our creative imagination. Songs are best written out of our own experiences. Songs use poetic language of similes and metaphor and hyperbole to communicate its message, not to mention the acoustic sounds that set the mood to even receive the message. Songs tap into the imagination and senses of both those that are presenting the song and those that are listening to the song. It entices creative possibilities of what life could be in spite of the reality of what life really is. Our text says, sing to the Lord a new song. The audience of the song is not other people, nor is it even yourself. It's not important if you like the song, and yet it should ring true to the singer, and it should ring true to the listener. But God is the one. The author says, that's the one that we should be singing to. God is our audience of one. God is our motivation. God is our inspiration. God is the one who has provided the experience as to why we sing. And I know that the author says, sing a new song unto the Lord. But the ironic thing is that this song is not original. And its content is not original in its content, because other musical selections also call us to sing unto the Lord. In fact, this invitation to sing a new song is believed to have been sung periodically during certain Jewish festivals. Therefore, this psalm, this musical selection, wasn't a song that was sung one time and that was it, but it was an invitation to remember the new blessings that God has given us that should inspire us to sing a new song in our lives. But let's look at this new blessing as an inspiration to sing a new song to the Lord. What does it mean for God to give us new blessings? Does it mean that God has never done this thing before? Does it mean that this is the first time that God has ever blessed us? Does it mean that this blessing is unique and God won't ever do it again and God won't ever do it for anybody else? What does it mean to receive new blessings, and how does that relate to singing a new song unto the Lord? Well, one thing is for certain, God is in the blessing business, and God is not a respecter of person. That means though God blessed you and oftentimes was the only one that can do what God did for you, that doesn't mean that God only blessed you and that God won't do it again. But when God blesses you, no matter how many times God does it, each time it feels like it was unique and something that you never experienced before. A contemporary songwriter by the name of Ty Tribbett has a song that says he did it before and he'll do it again, same God. But it feels like a new blessing. God preserved your life again, but it feels like God just did something new. God made a way out of no way, but it feels like God just did something new. God has been a friend to the friendless, the great provider that made ends meet when you couldn't do it for yourself, but it feels like God just did something new. That's why we can sing a new song, but don't be mistaken, that new song that you sing, it resonates with me too. In fact, you can sing it over and over again because it calls me to reflect and think back over my life, and I'll get just as happy about what God has done to preserve me as if he just did it on yesterday. That's why you can sing an old song, but sing it like it's for the very first time. It may be an old song, but when you think about what God has done, it feels like it's the very first time. In fact, the new song that you sing may have a different word than mine. It may even have a different beat than the song that I sang. But if we're talking about the same God, the same subject matter will be the same. I may not have the same physical ailment as you, but we can both claim that God is a doctor in a sick room that's never lost a patient. I may not need an advocate for the same reason you did, but we both can claim that God is a lawyer that's never lost a case. I may not need a protector for the same reason you did, but we can both agree that if God is for you, then who can be against you? Your new song may be different than mine, but we both can shout over what God has done in our life. In fact, that new song that is special to you because it tells in majestic form what God has done for you, and only God could do it, but you don't get to claim it all for yourself because what is new to you is just a remix for me. You get to sing it like God has treated you special, but I have the same song about what God has done for me. Sometimes younger people like myself, we can be listening to a new artist that produced some new song, and we would sing it like our generation just created something new. But then someone a little older would pick up the tune and start saying some of the words as if they heard the song before. Well, that's because the artist took an old song, they refashioned to a new beat to make it attractive to a younger audience. But the message and the content is all the same. It's just new to me, but we call it a remix. In that regard, this new song cuts through the generations. It's a new song about an old God doing an old thing in such a way it feels like it's brand new. But the preacher said, there's nothing new under the sun. But every time that God touches me, the book of Lamentations chapter 3, 22 through 23 says, because of the Lord's great love, we're not consumed, for his passions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And the author says, sing to the Lord, all the earth. It's an invitation for us to join in together and sing a song pleasing to our God. It's a song that we can agree on. It's a song that's easy for us to learn because no matter how it's sung, the message already resonates with us. Unlike some of the music we listen to today, we won't get hung up on the beat or instruments that are being used for the song. We can jump right in and sing this new song together because God has been so good to us, both individually and collectively. This song may be one that you sing in the shower by yourself, but it was written to be sung with somebody else. It's a song that has at least three parts. I'm not talking about soprano, alto, and tenor, but in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Just as God harmonizes in God's self, the blessings of God should cause us to harmonize with each other. Don't worry. You may not be able to sing like the angels, but the only one that you need to like, that needs to like your song, is God himself. You know, songs come from different genres. There's R&B, there's hip hop, there's country, there's even gospel music. But this song is a song of praise to our God. That means it proclaims how good God is and how good God has been. It exalts his name and proclaims God's glory. It's a song that bears witness of who God is and what God will do based on what God has already done. And in majestic flag, when you remember all of the possibilities of God based on what God has already done, how God has already done the impossible in your life, it taps into your creative imagination, because if God did all of that in your life, for you, you become acutely aware that there is nothing too hard for God. Sing praises to his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Now, when you think about how a song is produced, sometimes you have the chorus where everybody sings together. But then there's a soloist that sings all by themselves. There's some background music in the back, and there's a choir supporting the soloist. When it says, proclaim his salvation day after day, I believe that's when everybody else has to stop singing, and only somebody that knows about the salvation of the Lord, they get to come up and sing their solo and talk about how good God is. Sometimes the choir can sing together, but can't nobody tell my story about what God has done for me, but for me. Everybody can sing that song. That's when you got to start off in a solo, and that solo becomes a testimony about what God will do for you. Everybody in the choir may not know all that God will do for you, but every now and then you got to tell your own story. Same God, new blessings. It may seem new to you because God just did it for you, but when I tell my story, you'll find out what God did then. God will do it again. Same God. God is not a respecter of person. It feels like a new song, but we've heard the lyrics all over before. That's why you need to come to the church, because the devil will make you think you out there all by yourself. Don't nobody else understand. You're the only one dealing with your problems. But when you come into the church and you find out there's some other messed up folk that God is working on, God is straightening out, God has straightened out, you'll find out that old song that you've been singing, the Lord will give you a new song. Song of praise, a song of proclamation, a song of salvation, that God can take care of you even when you can't take care of yourself. If he did it before, he can do it again. Same God. The question is, can you sing that song? Oh, you may know the words of the song, but that don't necessarily mean you can really sing it. The young lady that was in church, and she was in the choir, and she had a beautiful voice, one that people would pay to listen to. She got up and she sung a contemporary song and had everybody on their feet shouting and clapping and celebrating how good God is. Then it came down to invitation time, and they handed a mic to her old mother, and she started singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound, how sweet the voice that saved a wretch like me. Her voice was cracking. She didn't hit every note just perfect. She even fumbled with the words. But when she began to sing the song, they didn't stand up, but they fell on their knees praising God for what God had done. When she started singing the song, people started repenting and turning their life back over to the Lord. And people got saved when she got done singing her song. And the young girl went up to the old lady after it was all over and asked, what was the difference between what you sung and what I sung? She said, baby, you had all the words and you knew how to hit the notes just well, but I was singing out of an experience with the Lord, and that sort of thing you can't mimic.
That sort of thing you can't manufacture. I ain't got to sing it like you. But when the Lord has done something for me, can't nobody tell my story but me.
Has the Lord given you a story today? Can't nobody tell it like you. But just keep on hanging around. Because if God hadn't given you a story yet, you stay with the Lord. He'll give you one. He'll pull you up out of the Mark Murray clay. He'll put you on a firm place to set your feet. He'll show you who your friends are, and he'll show you who your enemies are, and he'll make your enemies behave, and you ain't got to change a thing if you just trust the Lord. Can I step out on a limb and say God's already doing it? He just needs to open up your eyes so that you can see it. If he did it before, he'll do it again. And it ain't just for you. It's for other people too. We open up the doors of the church today that you may receive this Jesus Christ. Sing to the Lord a new song. But you got to know who you're singing to. Got to know what you're singing for. The Lord has written a song on your heart. Sing to please him. We offer this invitation up as the choir leads us in the song. Let us stand together. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. But this isn't magic where you say the right thing and you get the right thing. It's really a confession and change of heart. If you believe it, confess it. And if you confess it, the Lord will move on your confession. He may not make everything perfect all at once, but what I like about God is God ain't got to get rid of your problems to be God. God can keep you in the midst of your problems and hold you still and fast. While the storm blows around you, the Lord can keep you. And he can prove that he's God in the face of your trials and tribulations. He can keep you in the hollow of his hand. Can you try him today? This is your invitation. How will you respond? The Lord is calling you. He's calling you. How will you respond? There's still time. The Lord is calling you.